Welcome to the Spy vs. Spy podcast for Monday, April 23rd, 2007. It's 6:59 p.m. I'm your co-host, Phil Redmond, and the big cheese is still away. The boss man is still frolicking off on the West Coast. So while the cat's away and so forth, some dudes be stuck doing a podcast all by their lonesome. My guest host flaked out on me at the last second. I'm sure y'all familiar with the Dean Tripp, international cartoonist extraordinaire type dude. Yeah, he right at the last second, I was like, "You ready, dude?" And you know, it was the first he'd heard of it, so he said, "Nope." So, that's the way it goes. So I'm flying solo. That's cool, don't worry. I might make a joke. You never know. Even without someone to spring it off of. I could read from the Book of Children's Classics. I could. What's your favorite page of making comics? Hey, everybody, hit the email address. And what's your favorite page of making comics? I'll read that out loud. Shit. That's cool, right? No, I'll really get down to business. I'll call this segment Living It Up. Some of y'all already know this because I haven't been able to shut up about it. But it'll be news to the rest of yous. I had a total trifecta of carnage this weekend in the lead up to the big 3-0 day of, you know, living still. Friday my car took a dump of its own pants type nature, and it would not go at all. Heather stopped at Super American to go get some pop, and it didn't pan out so great, because when she got back in the car it just went clunk and it was no good. So she called me, but I was asleep in a chair. She walked home and told me. I woke up like, oh, she probably just did it wrong. So I walked down to the gas station without my phone. And yeah, it sure doesn't start. So my neighbor pulled it back to my house, and it sat there until today, waiting for the mechanic dudes to come get it. And so that was the first thing. It's a 98 blue Ford Taurus, for any of you, you know, wanting to ride the Spy versus Bimobile, because that's the current mobile. And so that was the first problem. And then later that night, it turns out there was some gunplay in the streets, and this car across the street got shot seven times. Yes, that's true. Seven bullet holes in the car. And it's a Swiss cheese mobile, and it's got speed holes on one side, so it pulls to the left real hard. Yeah, so that wasn't too cool. There was cops all over the block and all the neighbors out in my yard. That was kind of weird. It was just kind of weird, man. That's real close, you know? It's real close. What are you going to do, right? You got the mortgage and... So that's that. And then finally, just as an afterthought, my monitor quit working, so... So all production was on hold for about a day and a half there. Supposed to have a show with Robert Newsom. Didn't pan out. Our schedules and my monitor's agenda didn't align. So it just didn't happen. But we'll have him on the show real soon. He's a cool dude to the max. And Robert, if you're out there, you know Dean, right? You give that dude a hard time about passing. I can't believe he did it. I can't believe it. What kind of dude? Yeah, so that was the lead up to my birthday. And my birthday actually turned out really cool. One cool thing about it was some of y'all probably know that I write some tunes and whatnot. And I've been recording songs for a long time. Well, on the big Songs Fight website, Secret Santa there got it together with a bunch of folks to record like a, I don't want to call it a tribute to me because that sounds kind of fancy, but it was fancy. The 14 covers of songs that I wrote, and it's some fabulous stuff. It's pretty great. I've never experienced that before. Folks covering my tunes, it's just it's hot stuff. It's really great. So I guess you want to hear one of those. I'm gonna play one of those right now. You want me to play one of those right now? Because this is tough with no Brian. No John Hill. You know what I'm saying? Nothing at all. I'm a husk. So let's check out one of these dunes here. How about, since we miss Brian so bad, we'll listen to Brian's version of So Kind Stacy, the first song I ever recorded for Songfight. The first song Brian recorded solo for Songfight. And that same week, we recorded the first Spy vs. Spy tune, Soft Orange Glow, which I know a lot of you recognize as the classic Spy vs. Spy intro music. So here it is, Brian with So Kind Stacy. Chasing all of your moves to mountain. She suspects that you're not related. You got busted. Yeah, man. Thanks, Brian. He managed to keep all that business a secret from me when them dudes was recording them tunes. Pretty cool. It was like a big surprise, man. I didn't find out until on my birthday at about 4 o'clock, something like that. That was pretty cool. It was a real hot surprise, man. I wasn't expecting that at all. Let's see how many more ways I can say that I was caught off guard by this. I'm just going to keep saying the same thing for 20 minutes. And, you know, like usual. Except, you know, it's not bugging. But I got some more of these if you guys want to hear them. I mean, there's, you know, there's nothing you can do to stop me other than, you know, actually stopping me. But, you know, what if you miss something? What if I give out like a... Sorry. I'm drinking some of my tasty beverage. It's cold coffee or milk. Or, as they say in Spain, coffee au lait. It's pretty good. Cold coffee is good because you can just pound that shit and actually feel the effects, because I'm, like, pretty immune to caffeine at this point. I got a lot of tolerance built up, you know? So, it takes me about a pot of coffee to be a dead guy. So, anyway, you want to hear another one of these tunes? So good, dude. How'd you like to hear King Arthur? This dude's pretty cool. He's like, pretty much the the elder statesman of Sonic Fight. I'm not calling him old, but he's a little bit of an older dude, and he's got some pretty wild guitar knowledge, man. The dude knows the chords and he knows how to extrude them from the neck, and he does a great job on this tune. This song, Ding-a-da-donga. It was one of those weeks where if I wasn't, you know, so stubborn, I would have sat that week out. But I whipped something together, and it was pretty disgusting. I mean, it's ugly to listen to. But he cleaned it up real nice. And it's showroom ready. So here you go, it's King Arthur with Ding-a-da-donga.
Always working, you're stuck in a rut. Can't you see how much I'm hurt? Want you to give me some of that, you know what? Gimme that
ding-a-donga.
Gimme,
ooh la la.
Gimme that
ding-a-donga.
Gimme. Finish up your dream. Me upstairs, I'll be tickled pink by whatever you got planned for when we get there. Gimme that
ding-a-donga.
Gimme,
ooh la la.
Gimme that
ding-a-donga.
Gimme. Next time he's going away, and I'll be back here hungry for more. Gimme that
ding-a-donga.
Gimme.
Ooh la la.
Gimme that
ding-a-donga.
Gimme.
Ooh la la.
Gimme that
ding-a-donga.
Gimme.
Ooh la la.
Gimme that.
Gimme. Ooh-la-la.
That's right, everybody. It's the Spy vs. Spy podcast. I'm not going to introduce myself again. It's only been like 13 minutes, and if you can't remember which one I am, then maybe you're new to the show. And if so, I'd like to welcome you. You probably heard about us at the Alternative Press Expo, where one could witness the Thomas Henry Studios namesake, Thomas Kevin McHenry. And that's just a guess. That shit is from memory, or spotty memory, whether, depending on if I'm right or not. So, man, I didn't go to 8 this year, but, Sounds like the gang had fun. I mean, I'm sure Brian's gonna come back with some harrowing tales for sure. So, I don't want to spoil it, but I know there's some boiler room poopery involved, and that's, I'm sure that's gonna be the highlight. As if you guys didn't get enough of the body's internal exit strategy there last week. That's equally to the max. But, suppose maybe you guys want to hear another song, because, the stuff I said before, I could say it again, it's so redundant, man. It's, I mean, I could talk about GoBots, I could talk about Transformers, but I kind of want to talk about that with Brian. But I did pick up a new Transformer this weekend. See, after everything went all bad, great stuff started happening. Like, I found out that my neighbors don't mind when I drum. And, like, I walked with the kid in the wagon to Kmart and got a Transformer that turns into Cybertron for $11. And my brother got me a wireless Guitar Hero controller. And my folks got me a new flat screen monitor. And I went portrait, you know. So tune in later this week for, you know, the exploits of going portrait. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to hear another tune, there's these dudes on Spotify. They're like Durand. It's Ross and Steve Durand. And they both fight on their own separately. And Steve Durand plays a trumpet. And I wrote this song, Gone Fishing, about my brother. He he gave away all this shit to one of those, scam PayPal emails, you know? Like, send us your bank account number and your debit card number and your PIN number and the little CVV number, whatever, CVR number, off the back of your card and social security number and all that stuff. And they got it for all of his bucks, dude, right as the new set of HeroClix were coming out, so he was bumming. So, in tribute to that, I wrote this tune, Gone Fishing, and Steve Durand did a cover of it with a lot of trumpets. So, here it is on the big specs.
My bro, what did you go and do? You went and gave it away, you went and gave it away, you gave it all away. I'm not saying you're naive, but that kind of thing would never happen to me. I know you got the best intents, but some of that stuff doesn't make much sense. I bet that made your stomach turn. I guess we'll call that lesson learned. I know next time you're thinking twice when it looks so official. You'll be careful next time. Chips were down, that's the way I is. Of course you are my mainest man. I figured you knew better than. Glad you got your losings back, and your credit record is mint intact. I know next time you're thinking twice when it looks official. You'll be careful next time. Thing would never happen to me. I know you've got the best intents, but some of that stuff doesn't make much sense. I bet that made your stomach turn. I guess we'll call that lesson learned. I know next time you're thinking twice when it looks official. You'll be careful next time.
That's right, dude. So keep an eye on your digits, man. There's a lot of numbers that identify you personally, and you had best in. Keep a tight rein on who's got accessories to your invotationals. You know what I'm saying? You dudes are going to have to excuse me, man. I am worn out. Found out there's a park by my house that I always knew was there, but it looked crappy from the road. We walked there today, and it turns out that park is huge and awesome, so we took a trip there today, and we're all wore out, as you can tell, there's no screaming doobers in the background. Dude's just chilling on the couch right now, playing some Mario Kart. You still playing Mario Kart there, dude? Racing yourself? Racing the ghost one?
What?
Racing your ghost?
Racing my ghost.
That's cool. That's not bad, because, you know, then you can hit first place. It's a good time. So, how are we doing on time here? Oh, a lot of you guys got to either get to work or get home from work. You're either on your way to work, can't wait to poop, because pooping on the clock is a beautiful thing. Or it's after work, you can't wait to get home and poop. So, I mean, I don't know. You people really need to eat more cheese, I think. Some cheddar cheese and egg sandwiches. Just amusing myself here. So, yeah, Brian should be back either tomorrow or the next day. I'm not sure. If it's not tomorrow, I'll snap something else together. We'll get us an interview subject in here, even if I have to just call people on the phone book. And maybe we'll do that. Hey, how about this? We'll call and get estimates tomorrow. How's that sound? Is it good? If you want an estimate on something, you email it to me, and tomorrow I will call someplace and ask for an approximate price on whatever you desire. You fucking jerks. Go for it. Try to stump me. What, you think I won't? You think I won't do it? That's right. So I think I'm just going to play one more tune, and I don't want to make this file huge, because I'm already going to put it up in stereo, you know, because listening to mono music that wasn't intended to be mono is usually pretty weird. You hear that? You hear that? I got a little stubble going on, but not a lot. This last little digi that I'm going to play for you is actually a medley of sorts by Puce. It's So Kind Stacy, which is a hell yeah song. The band comprised of myself and my lovely wife Heather. We have this song called So Kind Stacy about this chick she works with. But don't tell nobody, because, like, the chick doesn't know. But it's totally about this chick she works with, man. She's something else. I wish we could have her on the show. And then Onomatopoeia by an abominous gem. Abominous is onomatopoeia. Nice. It's a lot of syllables. Two words. Is also wedged in there. It's a nice combo. When I heard this song, I got tingly all over. I fell out of my chair, kind of crying, kind of laughing, but totally overjoyed. This is probably the best thing I've heard coming out of a sound device in 30 years of roaming this earth. So if you guys want to head on over, I put the link in the post here so you can, like, go check out all the covers, because I don't have time on the show to play them all. But, I do, but anyway, why don't you go check them out and download the original of this Puce one. Not the original, but I'm saying, like, download the good copy, because this is some 56K stereo stuff, and I know it's driving you crazy, but that's why I'm kind of short, because these songs deserve to be listened to in the full screaming fidelity of, you know, 128, whatever. So, anyway, here's Pius, the So Kind Stacy, not Onomatopoeia. I'm big. Spiders, blah, blah, blah.
You put up a front like you're everybody's best friend, but you really got a follicle and secret. Nobody's buying it, you know you're just pretending. You're meeting street where everybody can feel it. You gotta stand like a laser at your butters, but your sweetness and kisses to everyone's face. You're all shaking your shin in front of the guys, but you never let them get the first base. Hey, hey, stay, stay. You think you're so kind, but you can't. It's all in your mind.
Stacy, here's how it's gonna go down.
Oh no, what's the matter, Pia? Yeah, we're coming to go bang, bang, bang. Oh no, what's the matter, Pia? Knew it was drama when your doorbell rang. Ding, dang, what's the sound you hear? Cracking all my knuckles one by one. Oh no, what's the matter, Pia? We're bringing trouble, you were best to run. You don't know what we've done.
You go bang, shaboogie, bang, bang, shaboogie.
See what I'm saying? You probably don't see what I'm saying because you guys didn't write that song, but like for a dude like me what did write that song, that is something else. I tell you what. So I'm telling them, dude, but I ain't telling you. I ain't gotta tell you. You know the deal. That Duber, I tell you, he knows the deal. What's up? Yeah? Okay. You don't want to take Monster Trucks? Yeah. Cool. The park's got a lot of sand. It's a lot of fun, man. It's a great park. You guys should all come check it out when you come to Spy vs. Pi Live 2009. So we'll have to get our intern working on the travel arrangements for that, lodging and so forth, promotion, permits, and seating, food, drinks, drink ticket coins, raffle tickets, and drink ticket coupon coin coupon raffle ticket coins. I'm sorry. It's been a long weekend, and it's just wrapping up now. This is the start of a fresh new week here at this remember. How many times can I say that? It's ridiculous. I should say more of that Tom Academy Studio stuff, because people just eat that up because they know he's famous, you know, and maybe some of that can rub off onto me. Brian doesn't need it because he's Canadian, but I'll take all I can get, yo. I feel bad about leaving out a lot of these people and not putting their stuff on here, but you'll all go listen to all of them, right? I mean, you will, right? You got time. So, why degrade them further, you know? But this is just the hook. It's the lead. It's like, hey, all you dudes, come check out these dudes. And then maybe all those dudes will come out and check out us dudes. And then, like, we can, like, incorporate into this big kind of, like, family unit thing, or like family eunuch, I guess. I don't know, no puns without Brian, what's the point? So just for puns, okay, not don't everyone right. So send your questions and comments, inquiries, bad interview questions, foodens it up. Robert, I know you told us about the hologram candy, and we're gonna get to it, I promise. But And lastly, any estimates you want tomorrow. Tomorrow's estimate day on the big spiders. So, everyone take it easy. Have a good night. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, Paul.
Captain Tom and Henry and little Captain Sarah Bell.